the unsurpassed, profound, and sublime Dharma is difficult to encounter even in a billion eons. Today we see, hear, receive, and uphold it, vowing to fathom the true meaning of the Dharma.
无上甚深微妙法, 百千万劫难遭遇, 我今见闻得受持, 愿解如来真实义。 上次我们讲的非常辛苦呢，就是我们Annie有挂图过来，就是这一个，你们大家看不到，能看得到吗？
Are you able to see the diagram? Last time we tried to explain and it was a little bit difficult. Can you see this flyer?
这就是上面一条实线，然后。 第二是一个虚线，第三个是一条实线，有没有？一实一虚，一实一虚，一实一虚。它是两组加起来的，就是一实一虚，一实就是我们叫上爻，那下面也是一实一虚，一实不叫下爻，下卦，上卦跟下卦，那两个加起来叫做一个爻的。
So this is the trigram that we were talking about last time, where it's consisted of six lines. First a solid line and a dashed line, followed by a solid line. The three of them together, stacked together, becomes a yao, a trigram, the upper trigram. And then the bottom three lines, which repeats the similar pattern, becomes the lower trigram.
然后这一张变成它是三个，然后变成五。 那就是我们接下来我们这个东西啊。
And the six lines it makes five pairs, and it corresponds with the five stages of attainment that we talked about last time. Briefly touch upon last time.
第一个是一个圆圈，然后黑色是两温，然后白色一温。
So the first one is a circle where the black part is about covers two-thirds of the circle and the white part is one-third of the circle. That represents the first stage and that is called the off-center within the center
stage.
And the black part represents vexations and the white part is wisdom gradually emerging.
那第二图是这个白色比较多了，白色比较多，那黑色比较少了，这叫偏中正。And
the second one, where the white part covers most of the circle, and this is the second stage called the center within the off center.
那第三个是。 这个烦恼是在中间，是被我们的智慧压住了，它不会显现，应该不会显现在你的身跟口。And
the third stage is called coming into the center, or it's also called manifesting in the midst of essence, where the vexation has been compressed and comes to the center, and it no longer manifests. In your behavior and speech.
那接下来是这一个，就是烦恼全部不见了，所以全部是智慧，也应该全部是没有烦恼，也没有智慧。And
the fourth stage, where all the vexations are completely gone, it's called arrival with dual aspects. And actually, we should say that there's really no wisdom and there's no vexations either.
刚才那个叫做正中来，那这个叫做就是间中道，间中智。间中智啊。And
this fourth stage is called arrival with dual aspect, vexation and wisdom.
那最后的话，这个最圆满是这一章啊，就是烦恼即菩提。And
finally, the last stage is the most complete and most profound, where vexation is exactly the same as bodhi, wisdom.
我们是菩提即烦恼。
But for us ordinary beings, bodhi is actually vexation.
那怎么讲呢？就是我们产生的任何的一个身心的生口欲的行为，都是我们这一个。我们说真心，或者说我们智慧心所产生出来的一个功能。
Why do I say that? Where ordinary beings, the wisdom is vexation. Well, in truth, everything that we do, things that we say, and our bodily actions, those are all functions of our wisdom mind.
也就是说，现前我们这一颗心，你现在这一颗心能够听。能够看，能够想，那这个心，它本身跟佛的心完全什么一样。
The mind that you're using right now that's enabling you to talk, to think, to do all different kinds of actions, this mind is exactly the same as the Buddha's mind.
但是我们产生用这个心产生功能的时候。我们一看到人的外因是我看到别人，一定有人所的，那这个就是烦恼了。
But the way that our mind functions as ordinary beings is that whenever we perceive a person, when we see someone, immediately arises is the concept of subject and object.
大部分人不会认为这是烦恼啊，应该不是大部分，在百分之。
And this notion of subjectivity and objectivity is the most fundamental vexation, yet we usually don't realize it.
也就是我们会认为有贪心有嗔心是烦恼。
So we tend to think at a more surface level where people have anger or greed, we know those are vexations.
但是贪心里面有没有我？你是有我贪心啊，有我嗔心、啊。
But the fact that there's anger and greed is because there's a sense of subject I in the whole notion, and that is the fundamental vexation.
我们做梦的时候，梦境当中会不会起贪心嗔心
？When you're dreaming, while you're dreaming, Do you have anger and greed in your dreams?
会嘛，对不对？那梦境很明显的，根本就没有一个实质的人或是实质的物品让你看了，纯粹都是我们意识浮现出来的。
So you still greed and get angry in your dreams, right? But while you're dreaming, isn't it very obvious that?It's all created in your mind. There isn't any external object for you to project your anger and your greed onto. So these are all phenomena that's created in your own mind.
所以就是在梦中我们就有能所，那也没办法辨别梦境是从我们有的是就记忆跑出来，就是第六意识。第七意识跑出来。
So even while we're dreaming, there's already the sense of subject and object is already operating, and we are also we fail to identify that dreams are merely created by our sixth or seventh consciousness.
晚上就是做梦，没有办法，没有能力辨别，它是我们心是。跑出来是因为白天我们也没有能力辨识它是什么，从我们的什么记忆，就从我们的记忆跑出来的。
And one of the reasons why we cannot identify what we're dreaming that all the things that you're seeing and dreaming about is the creation of the mind of the consciousness. That is because even in our waking moments.We still fail to identify that whatever we encounter are still phenomena that's created by the consciousness coming out from our memory.
比如说啊，这个东西很好吃，是不是要透过记忆来辨别？
For instance, if we eat something and then we think, oh, this tastes really good, this thought isn't it created by the mind that we have to dig into our memories in order to have this notion of labeling things as tasting good?
把记忆拿掉，你看的东西有没有好吃不好吃？
If you remove the memory, if you cut off the connection, can you still identify things as being tasty or not tasty?
那如果把记忆拿掉的话，那好不好玩？
If you cut off the connection with memory, can you identify events as fun or no fun?
其实是怕拿不掉了，不怕拿掉就不好玩了。
But really, what we have to worry about is that to cut off this connection between our perception to memory, that's the most difficult. We don't really have a concern whether after you've done that, whether something is still going to be fun or not fun.
你借助记忆来认识东西，然后得到的快乐，一定是地乐而已。欲望的欲，无欲的快乐，你得不到定乐。
So the kind of pleasure that we derive from digging into our memory and using it to identify whether things is fun or not fun, those at best can only be called sensory pleasures. There's no way you are able to attain samadhi bliss through this kind of functioning of the mind.
如果你不依靠就是记忆，而是不依靠外境得到的快乐，那是定乐。那定乐是比较什么？比较细的。
But if you are able to disconnect from the external phenomena, disconnect from sensory pleasure, the kind of bliss that you attain would be called samadhi bliss, and it's a lot more subtle than.
所以天气很热，对不对？那是意热还是定热？
So in this past few days, the weather has been scorching, right? So what is it? Is it sensory pleasure or samadhi?
你要跑到冷气里面才会快乐，对不对？
In order to be happy, you have to come into an AC room, right?
那假设你这个快乐不需要依靠外在的什么温度，那是定乐。
But if you're able to derive joy and bliss without depending on any external phenomenon, that is called samadhi bliss.
如果有人入定了以后，在那个四十度的，应该不止四十度，九或者一百度，会不会觉得哇，好难过？
So if someone who has entered samadhi and they're sitting in a room that's 100 degrees Fahrenheit, is this person still going to say, oh, it's really uncomfortable?
不会的，对不对？
They're not going to do that, right?
因为我们的快乐是依靠这个记忆，是不是要不要依靠记忆？
So that's not going to happen. That's because whether we're happy or not, we rely on the connection to our memories to make this differentiation.
如果你是从这个亚洲那个什么赤道活下来的，这种天气还马马虎虎。
If you are from somewhere that's on the equator, then this kind of weather is always going to be so-so, right? No big deal for you.
为什么？因为他们的记忆就是这样子的，他们。透过记忆来，我们透过记忆来认知这个舒不舒服，对不对？
And the reason why for people from equator, it feels okay is because their memory, the body of their memory, consists of even hotter temperature. So, to them, in comparison, compared to their memory, this kind of temperature is really a big deal.
所以说，就是说，你一旦产生能所。把这个身体当作我，那把念头当作我，那就会跟外界一分为二。那这样的一个那一个运作，就是那一种功能啊，我们那个心的功能，这 下就变成烦恼了。
So as soon as you start operating with a sense of subject and object, we mistakenly take our body or our thought as the self. As soon as your mind starts to function like that, you have already turned body into vexations.
这样是每天都在烦恼当中。
So based on that logic, is it true that every day we're living in vexations?
是哈，对不对？就是因为你一睁开眼睛，就是我看到人，我感知到外境，就是心跟境是对立的。
Well, that is because in everyday setting, as soon as we open our eyes, the way our mind works is I am seeing something, I am hearing something. There's a constant duality between the subject and object.
那假设我们如果修行把这种能所的对立把它弄掉以后，那慢慢的就是烦恼就越来越小。
But through practice, if we try to reduce this sense of duality, through practice, reduce the sense of subject and object, then there will be less and less vexations.
那假设这种能所的对立分别完全没有以后，你到看任何东西，我们讲什么话，都是什么？都是智慧的功能。
And if there's no longer the sense of subject and object, then no matter what you see, no matter what you say to other people, it will all be a manifestation of a wisdom mind.
那我们现在在听有能手的，这里是不是那一颗智慧心的功能？
But wait a minute, right now where you're listening with a sense of subject and object, right? But is this still a function of your wisdom mind?
它是那个真心，或是真心本身就是智慧心，它还是真心的功能。
Even if you're operating with subject and object, it's still a function of your true mind, the wisdom mind.
那你没有能所的看待世间的话，也是智慧性的功能；有能所的，也是智慧性的功能。
Either you operate with subject and object, or without a sense of subject and object. Either way, it's all the function of your mind.
那唯一的差别就是智慧心，不是同样的一个心，可是你是有能所的，那。
The only difference is that for ordinary beings that we operate with a sense of subject and object, whereas for Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, enlightened beings, they don't have this sense of reality and subject and object.
那有能所，你没办法看到它，其实它是没有能所的。你在操纵能手，这样能手了，它其实它的本质是没有能手的。
So even if you operate with the sense of subject and object, but again the essence, the fundamental quality of the mind is without subject and object.
也就是说，你有能手，通常在做梦嘛，梦中的话，你那颗心实际上它从来也没有什么，没有叫做跟着做梦了。
So we can compare that with as if you're dreaming. So when you have a sense of subject and object, it's like you're dreaming. But the very mind that is able to be dreaming doesn't have subject and object.
那活菩萨进入你的梦中，可是他没有跟你做梦。
And Bodhisattvas and Buddhas, they enter our own dreams, but then they don't follow your dreams. You don't operate like your mind with subject and object.
如果说我进入你的梦中，你梦中出现一只老虎，那我在梦中，我要不要跑
？So let's say if you're dreaming and in your dream there's a tiger. In the dream, should I try to run away to save my life?
我要不要跑？我还是可以跑，那我要不要跑
？So should I run? Should I run away from the tiger? I can run, but do I have to?
我也可以就是跟着跑，那你也说我也是很害怕，其实就是我到时候不跑也没关系，但是你一直跑的。
So, most likely you will run from the tiger in your dream. Even though you could say to yourself, you know, I know it's a dream and it's okay that I don't run, but based on our pattern, you'll probably still try to run away from the tiger.
所以就是说你知道这一个所有的现象，实际上它是没有能所的，也没有好坏，也没有一样东西是属于我，也没有一样东西是不属于我。
So, but ultimately, you have to realize that all phenomena, there is really no subject, no object. There's no sense of good and evil. 第三个讲，没有好坏，没有能所，没有好坏。
没有一个东西属于我，也没有一个东西不属于我。
There's nothing that belongs to me, and there's nothing that does not belong to me.
比如做梦，梦境，你不能讲说梦境不是从你的心思跑出来的。
So let's say when you're dreaming, it will not be true if you say that the dreams does not come from my own mind. It does come from your mind.
你也不能讲说梦境的那个你就是你。
At the same time, you can't quite say the I that's in the dream is identical to I in real life.
我们上次不讲那一个那个禅师，那个就看到水中那个什么禅师。洞山洋介他不是看到小溪吗？他说我今正是你不是啊、哦、你今正是我不是你。
Remember the example we talked about last time of Chan Master 洞山洋介 where he was peeking into the creek and he saw his own reflections and he said to the reflection
你就是我，那我不是你，不一样啊。你就是我，我不是你。
He said to the reflection that you are the same as me. At the same time, I am not you.
为什么？你做梦的时候，梦境那个是不是我们心思产生的？
And why does it say that? Because when we're dreaming, the person, the I that emerges in the dream, isn't that a creation of your own mind?
对嘛，对不对？啊、哦，我的心是产生一个我的影像，或者某人的影像，那是我心是产生的，对不对？可是你这个暂时的现象，不是我这个心是本身，对不对？
And that is because the image or whatever that's creating your mind that you think it's you in the dream, that is a creation of your own mind. At the same time, this transient image that you created in your dream is not the same as your actual self. It's not the same as the essence of the mind itself.
同样的，你们看到我是不是你先是看到的？所以我是属于被你看到的。
So when you are looking at me, am I not an image that is perceived by your mind? That I'm an object that is perceived by your mind.
那如果说我的心，我的这个现象，我这个影像就是你的心，对不对
？But at the same time, if we say this, my body, my physical, this image of my body.Is this exactly the same as the essence of your mind? Can we say that? Would that be correct?
好，同样的哈、哦，这个身体是被你感知的一个对象，是不是属于没有离开你，对不对
？So this physical, another example, this physical body that we have, is is perceived, is cognized by our mind, aware by the mind.
那你这个真心是不是这个身体？
But can you say that the essence of your mind is this very physical body?
现在可以知道吗？所以就是我心是产生这样的功能，可是我的心是不是这样这个身体？
So again, my mind has the ability to be aware. The function of mind is to be aware and to perceive this physical body. But the essence of the mind is not the same as this physical body itself.
所以我们身体是一个相嘛，对不对？我们是一个四大合的相。那我们现在比较不容易感觉到，但是心是变现的相，而至少可以知道说，它是被你感知的一个四大的相。
So this physical body is merely a form that is a composite of the four elements. And so we need to know that it's an object that is being aware by the mind.
比如说把你麻醉了，你身体的感觉就不见了，可是心事是不是就消失了？
So if we put you under anesthesia, then the bodily sensation disappears. But does it mean that your mind also disappears?
就像我们打坐，对不对？我们打坐，身体不见了，感觉不见了，可是我们那个心，那个功能，认知的功能还是在的，对不对？
It's similar to when some people enter deep meditation, where they feel their body has disappeared. But even in that case, does the mind still exist? The function of the mind of being aware to cognize, does it still exist?
所以说，如果用这样子，用你那种经验，你随时随地，这一个身体只是你感知的一个对象，你不会一直把身体当成你，那你就比较容易体会到说，这个身体是我心是的一个什么一个现象之一而已。
So if we follow the logic and try to practice that way, you gradually realize that the physical body is merely an object that is being aware by the mind. And gradually we would be able to move away from taking this physical body as the self.
好，再来就是你们现在坐在这边对不对？看到这边有，应该应该有四几位，一二三四五六七。四十多位对不对啊？四五十位的，你现在也看到四五十位的像，包括你自己。那这些像是不是你心中所感知的对象？是不是
？So let's take another example that there are about 40 some people sitting here right now. So all these 40 some images, forms, as well as your, including yourself, are these all forms that is be aware?By an object of awareness of the mind.
那这些现象被你感知，是不是属于你感知的对象
？So you are aware of these forms. So they, in a sense, are they the object of your awareness?
那是不是你心中的东西
？Are they things within your own mind?
你说不是，那你怎么可以看到
？If you say that they're not creations of your mind,
是感知的功能。
Then how are you able to see it?
就是感知功能而已，只是感知功能，现象不是我本身。
不是，它如果没有在你感知的范围里面，你怎么可能感知它
？So if all these objects are not within the scope of your awareness, then how are you able to be aware of them?
我们说没有一样东西是在你的心外，因为假如心没有办法感知那个东西，对你来讲等于没有的。
And that's why there's a saying that everything resides within your mind, that nothing is outside of your mind. And that is because of this logic where if it's not being aware by your mind, to you, this object doesn't even exist.
一般是被我们看到的，被我们听到的，是我们会去分这个是谁，这个是我。当你在讲谁，讲某某人，或者讲乙甲乙丙，这不还是你什么你心里的东西？因为是被你讲的东西，他再怎么弄，他都跑不到你的心外去了。
So usually when we're looking at things, you know, looking at a bunch of a group of people or a group of objects, and we label it as A and B and C, again, these are all within your own mind. It's not possible for them to go outside of your mind.
比如说你气某某人，是不是那个气是不是你的？
Say if you're angry at someone, isn't the memory of being angry at this person, isn't it your memory?
你有没有办法气到一个就是不属于记忆外你感知不到的东西？
Will you be able to be angry at some kind of object that is outside of your mind, outside of your memory?
没办法的，就是你，我们叫心外无法的。
Obviously that would be impossible. So that's why we say there is no dharma or no forms, no phenomena outside of the mind.
那唯一的就是说，明明是你心里的东西，可是你自己认为它是心外的。
But the problem, the issue is, even though these are all phenomena within the mind, we perceive it as something external.
做梦的时候，梦境全部是你心里的东西，可是你却是把它当成心外的。
When you're dreaming, everything that's happening in the dream are all creations, phenomena in your own mind, but.We mistakenly think that it's external of the mind.
那白天会不会还是会的
？And do you think like that in during daytime? You still that's how we operate.
那我们可能听多了，大家知道说啊，这个我要气死，气我心中的记忆嘛。
气
生气呀、啊，对我记忆中生气。
So after listening to lecture for so long, you'll probably gradually begin to grasp that when you're angry, you're really being angry at the memory that's in your own mind.
像这个观念懂了有没有用？
Do you think it's helpful to at least hear and try to understand the concept?
有没有用？
Is it helpful?
好像没什么用。
Not so sure. Looks like it's not so useful to some people.
如果你能够就是看到那个影像，就是你心中的影像嘛，你不是那个真正的人，还包括你生气了以后，也不过是你所感知的那个什么，这种四大的那种一堆红的分配的什么变化而已，那又有什么关系？
So if you get angry, you're able to see that you're only angry at some kind of form that is in your own memory. And also, even the very sensation, feeling of anger is merely some kind of interaction between the four elements, the earth, the water, the wind, and fire.Then if you're able to see that those are all in the mind, creations of the mind, that objects that's being aware by the mind, then you will gradually say to yourself, so really, it's no big deal that I have all these feelings and thoughts.
也可以讲说，我们整天其实都是跟我们感知的对象在互动而已。
In another word, we can say that day in and day out, we are merely interacting with all these objects that is the object of our mind's awareness. We're interacting with the objects, not really any external forms.
比如说我现在说话，现在在讲经，是不是跟着我感这个对象在讲经？
So right now, for example, I'm giving a lecture talking about sutra. Does it mean that I'm following this object?
那你在听经，你是不是跟你所听到的声音，所以你所看到的对象，还有你感知旁边这些对象在互动而已，那这些东西都属于你心中的东西。
So, also when you're listening to a lecture, aren't you merely interacting with the sound that is being aware by your mind, the forms, physical forms of your neighbors or you know, the lecture, again, an object of your own awareness?You're only interacting with all these objects, and these objects are all inside your mind.
但是我们会把这些我所感知到的对象切割为有一部分属于我，有一部分是属于别人。
But we make the separation between the objects that we are aware of and the sense of self, and so we mistakenly construe that there's a sense of self and external object, not realizing that those are all forms that's in the mind.
那这样做叫做分别心，叫做烦恼。
And this kind of separation of self and others is exactly what we call a differentiating mind, and we also call that vexation.
我一般人讲说啊，就是分别好坏呀、啊，叫做。叫分别心，不止你分别这一部分的是我心内的，另外一部分是心外的，最主要是这一个比较细的一个烦恼心。
So usually the common way when people talk about having differentiating mind, we say, oh, we differentiate between what is good and what is bad. But that's a more coarse level, and at more subtle level, the very fact that you are differentiating between such these phenomena are within my mind, and these phenomena are external of me, external of my mind. This is a much more subtle differentiation.
所以这样的话，所以我们没有办法内外合一。
And that's why we're not able to achieve the state of a unification between the external and the internal world.
那活菩萨不会这样子，嗯。不晓得他们会不会这样印证，他们印证这样很困难呢。
So for Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, I don't know if they are even capable of interacting like this, operating with a sense of subject and object. I mean, I think to them it will be extremely difficult and possible to operate with the sense of subjectivity and objectivity.
比如说你明明是皇帝，叫你去演一个什么小市民，我那很难演。
It's almost as if you're asking an emperor or a king to portray a regular civilian or someone that's a much lower class. It's really difficult.
那你明明是一个皇帝，结果你演的这个小老百姓演的数十年，结果跟你讲说你是皇帝，你就不相信。
Where in truth, all of us, every one of you are an emperor, a king, and yet you have been acting the part of a regular average Joe for 40, 50, 60 years, and now we're telling you that, hey, you are a king, you are an emperor, yet you don't believe it.
So we're saying this is the whole, we're saying, 五味经等一下讲说这一个什么，一个圆圈里面有黑色的有白色的，有浅黑、浅白的，那这一个叫做什么？叫做五味金城。
So going back to the diagram that we're talking about, the five circles, it's about the five levels of attainment, and the official term is called five levels of lord and vessels. That's talking about the interaction of sensations and wisdom.
那这个就是。这个圣就是说，修行的过程当中，我们的烦恼慢慢、慢慢、慢慢的减少，那智慧慢慢的显现。
And it's an illustration of the process of practice and cultivation, where the vexations is gradually reduced and the wisdom gradually emerge.
比如说我们在你出烦恼，一般的人啊，有天天生气，可能都没有写过的话，可能每次都生气的。写了以后，你就说这个是嗔心，我火烧功德林，那你慢慢的就什么，就用方法，慢慢去消除嗔心。那刚开始啊，什么？
So it's an ordinary person. Before you start learning about Buddha Dharma, you probably get angry without realizing it, or you simply follow your anger. But once you have encountered Buddha Dharma and start practicing, you begin to be able to identify, oh, I'm getting angry. And then you use different kinds of techniques and realize that, oh, anger will burn off all my merit. And you use different approaches and techniques to try to reduce your anger.
不管你用什么方法，用慈悲观啊，用什么观念啊，或用什么包容，不管怎么样，那我们在想这个嗔心的时候，我就发觉有些人，反正是气一个月啊，气更久，气十年，慢慢气三个月，才慢慢的生气，可能三天，慢慢的什么三小时，慢慢的什么三分钟，慢慢的什么一生气马上知道了。
So you may use different kind of concepts, maybe the concept of compassion or whatnot, different Buddhist concepts to help you reduce your anger. So initially, maybe you can stay mad at someone for 10 years. Gradually, it's reduced to a year, to 3 days, to 3 hours, to 3 seconds. And then gradually, you will gain the ability to become aware of your anger in the very instant the anger arises.
那这个如果说跟那个图来讲，也可以用这样比喻了，就是说眼前烦恼哇很重，现在慢慢的烦恼少了，是不是智慧开了？因为想说没有嗔心，嗔心比较少，慢慢去期待不嗔心了，慢慢去期不嗔心期待嗔心。
So that is one way to interpret that diagram.Where you used to have a lot of vexations, and then gradually the vexations is reduced. Can we say that exactly means that the wisdom mind has emerged? It's hard to say, but then at least you can say we are replacing an angry mind with a mind that has no anger.
那在弃除嗔心的时候，因为只弃除嗔心呢？所以有一些人就不得要领的时候，他就是忍，那就有听到人说，我真的欠你那么多吗？
But just learning to reduce the vexation is a service level, and a lot of people without really knowing the mechanism of how to do it, they would just try to endure and endure the anger and endure the hardship.And so that's why once in a while we hear people say to the person they're angry to, they will say, do I really owe you so much to keep on tolerating you?
有没有人这样问的？有，我是碰到有这样子的。
Have you ever heard people talk like that?
那这里面有关键点，就是他认为折磨他的一个对象是真正的一个对象。
But within the situation, there's a pivotal mechanism where if I'm mad at someone, that is because I mistakenly take the person that I'm mad at as an external object.
如果说你进一步知道说折磨你那个人根本就不是人，根本就是你记忆中浮出的一个什么影像，那你把它当成问题是出在这里，那你的气度方面就不太一样。
But if you are able to understand that the person that you think is torturing you is not really an external person, it's merely a form that is in your memory, and you are merely being angry at this memory of your own. If you understand this logic, then the way that you would, the technique that we use to help you eliminate your anger will become drastically different.
比如说有一个人骂你，他可能骂你五分钟，好了，我们没办法看清楚这个是，这不是人，是真的吗？骂我。可是接下来，你这个想时常想到他骂你这个。这个会不会生气？也会生气，那这个时间多不多？很多。
So if there's someone standing there scolding you for 5 minutes right now, during the act of scolding, it may be difficult for you to see that this person is conformed, that it's in my mind. So that is one level. But then following that, after the event of scolding, oftentimes we keep retrieving this memory of what had happened that this person has scolded me.Again, this memory is but a form, an object that is created by your own mind.
你没有能力看清楚说现实脉这个是一个幻象，可是应该可以懂说你在胡说那个记忆跟他没关系嘛，对不对？这应该可以了解嘛。
So there are two levels. Even if you're not able to, at the moment of the scolding, the act of scolding, see that the person that's scolding you is a thorn that's in your mind, even if you're not able to do that, but at least you should begin to understand that the memory of this person scolding you is a creation of your own mind. You can see that and understand that, can't you?
那你可以想说，那我不要再不要被我的记忆什么，就是我们叫做伤害，或者说不要被我的记忆蒙骗。那这一部分你的烦恼就会很少了。
But even understanding the second part, at least you will begin, you can tell yourself, oh, I no longer want to be fooled by my own memory. I don't want to be hurt by my own memory. If you are able to see through that, then you already have a lot less anger and vexation.
那个佛经佛陀讲说，有人给你射一箭，然后你自己会再拿什么？那自己的箭在射，上面就讲这一个。
Because sutra, there's an analogy where Buddha said there's someone who shoot an arrow at you, but the thing is, afterwards you would keep having these memories and keep shooting yourself with this with the arrow in your own memory, keep repeatedly hurting yourself.
所以假设你可以认知说，你被你记忆伤害的。的那一个什么时间上是最多的，那这个东西你只要看清楚，我把记忆当成是外在的人，那这样的话你的烦恼就可以除了，不要讲说还会讲说我欠你那么多吗？你欠你的记忆很多了，欠了应该很多。
So the actual event, the duration of the actual event is actually much, much shorter than the duration of you retrieving and repeating these memories. You keep hurting yourself with these memories. But if you're able to understand that, and your anger and vexation will also already be drastically reduced, and you will realize that I actually don't owe that person. You know, it's not the external person that's hurting me. It's I owe it to my own memory that is hurting.
像有人讲说，我做鬼都不饶你啊，他不饶谁？不饶他的记忆。
So sometimes there's a saying, people will say, even I will never let you go, even if I become a ghost, I will never forgive you. But what is it? They are actually not able to forgive their own memory, not the actual person.
希望你们这么讲。
Is there such a similar kind of saying in the Western culture?
你看那个人呢，就是说我在什么做鬼都要什么过来找你算账，希望你怎么办？就这一次而已啊。
So what happens? In Chinese, we say sometimes people say I hate that person so much that I will return as a ghost and try to take some revenge. So what would a Westerner do? You know, for people without the notion of reincarnation.What kind of revenge can you take?
那如果说你都是去天堂，那你又碰在一起，对
吧？But what happens? You know, if you all go to heaven, then you all meet up again. Then what are you going to do?
没事了。 所以这一个朋友说，这一个顾问就是，如果能够从这个心是那个记忆这个顾问能够看清楚，那就是什么？就是一个影像，就是心的功能之一而已。它不是人，也不是你，而是它是你心中的东西。
So if you're able to see that this is all part of your memory, the memory is created by your mind. It's a form, a phenomenon that's created by your mind. It's neither an external person, nor is it the essence of you, the mind itself. It's a function, a creation of the mind. That's all.
你把记忆当成人，你就不自在。
But if you mistakenly take the memory as the actual person, then you will not be able to be free and at ease.
如果记忆的影像，你知道它不是人，你可以对它笑的。一般人对它笑都很困难，为什么？因为认为那是人，不是记忆。
But if you are able to recognize that it's merely a memory in your mind, it's not the external person, then instead of anger, you will be able to smile at this memory. Yet ordinary people are not able to do it because, again, we mistakenly take the memory as the actual person.
如果你能够对你记忆中的所呈现的这些影像和声音，你能够自在的话，你面对什么人都很自在的。
So if you're able to be at ease with all these forms created by your mind or sounds that is stored in your mind, then when you encounter the real world and daily activities, you will be also be at ease in all different situations.
那这一个我们刚才说就是五味精神，那讲这个文上就是在讲这个心，或者讲说我们的心性啊，跟心性所产生的这些现象，有这种叫做什么理、事、性、相。
So, again, this the five circles, the five levels of lord and vassal that we've been talking about, is talking about the relationship.Between the nature of the mind and external phenomenon. Sometimes we call it the relationship between principle versus phenomenon, or we call it nature versus phenomenon. They're all talking about the same thing.
那我们这个心性是无相的，而它可以产生有相的现象。
The nature of the mind itself is formless, but the phenomenon that's created by the mind.Can take on forms.
那我们心性产生有限的现，就有相的现象的时候，我们这一部分的操作是不是很什么，很圆满的，或是不是很灵活的？因为我们产生什么相的时候，我们就固定反应什么相。
固定。
比如说，你想到某某人。你觉得悲哀，想到某人就快乐。事实上，这个相你是非常好。看到这个相无动于衷，看到这个相很欢喜，看到这个相很什么很生气，都是可以什么，我可以操作的。可是一般人没办法，因为他把那个相当真。
And our mind gives rise to all these phenomena. It's the function of the mind.But oftentimes, this function of the mind is not very flexible, and it's not very, it has its limit. And that is because whenever our mind gives rise to these forms, we automatically fall into these habitual patterns that we have automatic reactions to certain form that's created by the mind. So if your mind gives rise to a person, you automatically react to it and becomes...angry or happy. Whereas in reality, these are just phenomena created by the mind. You can have all sorts of reactions to it and not limited by a certain pattern. But the reason why people are limited by habitual pattern is because we falsely, we don't see it as mere phenomena created by the mind. We see that as real person or real forms external of the mind.
也就是说，我们把自己限制，把自己限制住了，可是我们是以为是别人把我们限制的。
Where in truth, we are the one that who have limited ourselves, our own mind, but we don't see it that way. We think of it as some external persons or external phenomenon that is restricting, limiting our mind.
也就是说，我们这个心性，要产生什么相，其实是什么？你是从来是不受限制的，可是你自己的。我们叫做颠倒，那把自己限制住了。
So again, the nature, the essence of mind is actually boundless. Its functions are limited. You can do whatever you want. But the reason why that we feel trapped or we feel limited is because of the delusional thinking of subjectivity and objectivity.
所以，当我们的心，这个心性。产生相的时候，你可以看到相就是心，心就是相。那这样的话，你就可以什么？是完美无碍的进行，去随着因缘产生一样的相。
So that whenever our mind give rise to all sorts of forms and phenomena, if you are able to see that form is the same as the mind.The mind is exactly the same as the form. If you're able to understand this relationship, then gradually your mind can become boundless and you can use it for whatever purpose you need and your mind, use the function of the mind to create all sorts of phenomena that fits the cause and conditions of the moment.
也就是说，我们是我的心，那我们一般叫境界心。那一个境界，那对应的境界，如果能够透过这种观念的疏导，还有这种观念的一个实践，心跟现象是什么？是同一个，那你就能够什么？就能够产生无量的功能，无碍的功能。
So if you are able to understand that the mind is precisely the same as the phenomena, then no matter what you encounter, you will be able to use your mind without any limitations.
也就是说，你不要以为身体是你，然后你的种种的，我们说五蕴的现象是你，那你也不要以为这个五蕴的现象是离开你的心。
So, do not think that this physical body is you.Nor should you think the five skandhas is you, and nor should you think that
无蕴的现象，你说不要把身体当我，不要打到无蕴当我。
对，那你不要以为无蕴现象是离开我。
Nor should you think that the phenomenon that is perceived by the five skandhas is external of you. These are all false.
我们最主要是我们把这个小小的这个叫四大啊，那外面的四也算是四大，对，全部都是四大，那你不要把这一个全部的四大去找一个小四大为我。
So our physical body is a composite of the four elements, rightAnd how about all the external phenomena that we encounter? They're also a combination of the four elements. So these are all composites of the four elements. So do not limit yourself to these small portions of the four elements and think that this physical body is the same as yourself.
也就是说，你不要以为这个是我，那个是你，因为都是四大。
So again, don't think that this body is me and that is you, because fundamentally they're all just the four elements.
很难哦。
Is it? It's difficult to grasp, right?
如果不当你是单呢？那怎么办呢？ 就是这个四大不是我的话，那怎么办呢？你就这个不再以为这个是我的四大，这是我啊，这个四大是我啊，那会发生什么情况？
Because we're so used to this way of thinking, if we stop to think that this physical body, this small portion of the four elements is me, myself, what's going to happen next?
不晓得啊，有个禅师说，哇，这个热死的啊，那冷死的，他找一个地方是不冷不热的地方啊。那禅师讲说，要到哪里找？他说要在热的地方，热的时候热的你要死，冷的时候冷的你要死的地方去找，找不冷不热的地方。
那就叫冬天。
So again, what's going to happen if you move beyond this small portion of the four elements? So there's a story where there used to be a Chan master who was complaining about this place is being too hot, this place is being too cold, and wanting to seek a place that is neither too hot nor too cold. But how do you find such a place? So the answer is, you need to go to a place where it's extremely hot, so hot that you feel you want to die, and also a place where it's extremely cold, a place where it's so cold that you want to die. That is the place where it's neither too hot nor too cold.
我们会觉得非常冷、非常热，以什么东西来感知？就是靠什么？身体，对不对？
The fact that we perceive something is hot or cold, what do we use to make this perception? We use our physical body, right, to be aware of something that is hot and cold.
如果没有身体，会不会热？会不会冷？
If you don't have a body, you're still going to be hot
or cold. 那
因为我们每个当下都用身体来感知，就认为身体是我。
And that's because constantly we're using our physical body to perceive and to differentiate our external environment. So we think this physical body as yourself.
打坐为什么腿会痛？
When you're meditating, why are your legs painful?
你可能讲说因为盘腿很久就会痛，不是，是因为你认为身体是你。
So you might say that, oh, that's because I've been sitting in full lotus for too long, that's why it hurts. But the truth is, it hurts because you think the body is you. That's why you say you hurt.
所以就是身体只是你的一部分，那比较可能是什么？我想说，冷啊，热啊，可是你是不冷不热的。因为这个心情是什么？是无相的。
Because the mind, the nature of the mind is formless, and the physical body is merely an object that you are aware of. So, really, if you are able to understand that concept, you will be able to say it's really neither too hot nor too cold.
所以，跟很热的时候，你说这个是身体热或不热。
So when it's actually really, really hot outside, you can say.It's only the physical body that's hot. I'm not hot.
真的，我们这几天都一百度哦，没有吹电风扇，发觉也可以。结果现在说应该吹电风扇，结果发觉哇，不可以了。因为你吹了以后，你就感觉它很热。
So, in this past few days, the temperature has reached close to 100 degrees and.It was actually quite okay for us to be sitting in a room that doesn't even have a fan because you think this way. And then after a while, when you turn on the fan, it actually makes you become even more acutely aware of the temperature and it becomes uncomfortable.
对啊，冷啊，热啊，是什么？是身体嘛。那刚开始说就也不能讲说甘愿啊，就是那就这样子咯。就发觉有电风扇可以吹，以后发觉原先的热度变得没办法什么，没办法适应了。
originally when it was 100 degrees, you feel really hot, really, all you could do is you think, oh, it's my physical body, and that's just the way it is, there's really nothing much that can be done. But once you turn on the fan, and you feel the soothing wind, it will make you become more acutely aware of how hot it was previously.
其实身体是一样的，可是前面一个心态跟后面一个心态是不太一样的。
Even though the physical body remains the same, but the previous state versus the latter state, you feel a difference between the two.
所以我们在讲过这个偏正位，这个回复呢，偏正能量。天正回悟，那你说就是六什么？就是五味精神，就是烦恼跟什么？跟智慧，这烦恼多，智慧少，然后智慧多，烦恼少，然后最后什么？烦恼就是什么？就是智慧，就这样的一个这个互动，是在我们在什么修行的过程当中有这样的一个层次。
So we turn into the verse, there's a part that says the outer and inner lines mutually interact. Again, this line corresponds with the five stages of the circles that we were talking about. And it's talking about the relationship between vexations and wisdom. And during the process of practice, there's different levels of attainment that you achieve. And that is how the vexations and the wisdom interact throughout the process.
那这一个当你就开悟或者说完全彻悟以后，你的智慧有没有增加？
So when you become enlightened, does your wisdom increase?
那当你就是哇烦恼的要命的智慧有没有减少？
Then when you are overwhelmed by deep vexations, does your wisdom decrease?
那也就是说，其实你在迷，你的心性也没有跟着迷，你在悟，也没有跟着悟。唯一不同就是什么？我们说操作的方法，或是就只要是看法，已经什么不一样了。
So, where in truth, even in the state of confusion, the nature of your mind is not confused. In the state of enlightenment, the nature of your mind does not get enlightened. It stays constant at all times. The only difference is your understanding is not different, and also the way you see things, the function of your mind is different. You operate differently with your mind.
也就是说我们认为有一个主体的我客体的对象这样的一种操作方法，我们叫做什么众生，或叫做烦恼。
So when you use your mind with the concept of a subject and an object, usually we call that the mind of sentient beings, or we call that vexation.
如果就是讲比较白一点，就是说你认为这是我，那这是外面，那就是主体的我，以身体为我，那往外看的话就被你看到就是客体。如果用这样的操作的话，就是说是烦恼或是迷，但是你的心性并没有迷。
So to put it in more plainly, if you think that there is a sense of selfit could be the physical body, and then whatever that's not part of this physical body is external, external object. So there's a sense of a host versus external object. As long as you think like that, then you're in a state of confusion. But still, the nature of the mind, the essence of the mind remains the same. It's not confused.
那如果说你有点操作，就是这个我的身体外面所看到的东西全部都是什么，都是我感知的对象，我心 是不动的，不会去什么去抓起的对象给我。
But that one day, if you are able to see that neither this physical body and also all the external phenomena, these are all objects that are being aware of by my own mind, but the mind itself is constant and stable, it does not move, then that's wisdom.
那讲了半天，你们有没有想？听了以后有没有想过啊？说这个以后也要把身体当成我。
So we have been saying a lot, taking quite a bit of time talking about this similar concept. Are you able to now think that in the future I'm not going to take this physical body as myself?
如果你不再把身体当成我，以后就不用花太多时间化妆了。
If you no longer take this physical body as yourself, then in the future you wouldn't have to spend much time putting on makeup to beautify yourself.
当别人看你的时候，其实别人是看他的妄想，不是看你。
So when other people are looking at you, they're not really looking at you. They're merely looking at their own wandering thoughts.
你最看就是你感觉别人在看你的时候，其实也是你在看你自己。
So when you sense that other people are looking at you, it's really just you yourself is looking at yourself.
我知道你不相信你找一个开悟的人，跟他他会看你。
If you don't believe me, but you know, go around, look for someone who has enlightened and see if this person will look at you at all.
就是这样子啊，你注意一下，他一定是把什么，把他所看到的你这个对象当成是外面的一个东西。一般的是这么样的一个自见的。
So for average people, when they look at you, they are again falsely thinking that the form they are looking at as an external object. They don't see that they are looking at their own form.
假如他什么，他眼睛闭起来，你这个美跑到哪里去了？我跟美呀、啊，因为美。
So if this person the person that's looking at you closes his or her own eyes, then where did you go? Where's your so-called beauty? Well, if this person lost his memory, then you no longer be able to remember who you are either.
So 大概是你的漂亮，我99%由他决定，不是你真的漂亮。
So whether you are pretty or not, it's really not determined by what you do, it's determined by the other person's thought. You probably haven't realized this, right? So next time I'll try that experiment with it, and tell the person that's looking at you, say, hey, close your eyes right now, and after you close your eyes,Can you still remember whether I'm pretty or not?
我记得有一个故事，我们有一个菩萨，你中邪佛写得很精进的，他就请他先生来邪佛，他先生都不写，好不容易有一天你说中了他了，结果他先生就开始邪佛，就写得比他精进，那几乎要出家，就他就很害怕，哇！写得那么精进，连我擦什么化妆都没有看到。
So there's a story of someone that's practicing with us, and this person is very diligent, and she really likes to learn about Buddha Dharma, but her husband is not the same way, so she has been trying really hard to get him to practice as well.And one day, he was finally moved by her and came to and start learning about Buddha Dharma. And after he has encountered it, actually, he became a lot more rigorous, diligent than she is, to the degree that he wants to leave home. And at that point, she became worried. And she then said, you know, he is so diligent in the study of Buddha Dharma that...He doesn't even realize that either I put on new cream or new foundations. He doesn't see me at all anymore.
原来他先生只是没有注意而已啊，没有注意而已哦。但他还是很漂亮，可是他没有注意的话，他表现进步什么？先不在他的眼里面了。
And again, it's only the husband is no longer paying attention. Well, but the woman herself is still beautiful. But because the husband is no longer paying attention, then her beauty no longer matters.
是不是他只要不注意，就你这样就什么就白什么白白发公主了
？So if he is not no longer paying attention, then all your effort in beautifying yourself is all in vain.
对，如果其他人都不乱看的话，你化妆不化妆是没什么差别。
So if everyone in the world will stop looking around, having all these wandering thoughts, then whether you put on makeup or not, it doesn't matter at all.
是不是这样子？
Isn't it so?
好，对，等一下进度吧。
Let's move on.
那我们上次讲别为山，变尽尘土，这个已经讲了。那如自草未无金刚杵，那这一个讲就是这个自草，因为是有五种味道嘛，那金刚杵。也是有五种花变组成的，那这边就在讲这个什么，讲这个我们这个五味精神，就是有五种什么，五种层次。
So last time we already talked about this stat, they become three pairs, at most they can transform into five. That is the trigrams that we explained last time. So moving on, like the five aromas of the hyssop plant or the five branches of the Vajrayana scepter, these are all talking about the five stages of attainment that we have been discussing so far.
那接下来我们讲正宗、妙伽，然后敲击双、敲唱双击、风中风足、下拜。
Next, we're going to talk about the exact center subtly harmonizing, drumming and singing simultaneously. Penetrate the bowl and you will fathom the way. In order to lead, there must be a road.
刚才讲说正宗啊，我们说正，就正中偏啊，什么偏中正啊。还有正宗来兼带什么？我讲这个五个层次，那其实他就在讲这个什么，我们的心性跟现象之中的那个什么，就那种产生的功能。
So again, this centeredness is referring back to these five stages.And we talk about, for instance, the first stage is the off-center, within the center, the second one is the center, within the off-center, etc., etc. These are all talking about the relationship, the interaction between the nature of the mind and the phenomenon that's created by the mind, and the function of the mind.
我们的心性是妙用无穷，那有一句话叫什么？真空什么？妙用。
The nature of the mind is actually just wondrous and boundless.
那我们刚才讲说，我们的心性，你可以对着任何一个现象，你可以产生任何一个功能。
So the mind itself, when encountering any kind of phenomenon, it's able to give rise to.All different kind of functions without limits.
比如说，我们现在我们的心在哪个当下，我们可以什么？可以要选择，要看，要听，要什么？要去感觉，要去想，就是在我们每个当下都有具有这种什么？这种功能。
So at every moment, no matter what we encounter, the mind can choose to.At this time, I want to look, or hear, or smell, or to feel, or to think. It has the ability to perform all these six different functions.
我们每个当下都有这种功能，就是我们叫什么？眼睛叫看，耳朵叫什么？听，鼻子叫什么？闻，还有什么？舌头， 叫什么禅，然后身体叫什么处，然后意识叫什么想啊、哦，这些功能在每个当下你都可以。我现在注意力要注意这个东西，注意的声音，在每个当下你都可以什么，随你自己去什么，自己去做决定。
So at every moment, every instant, your mind has the ability to perform any of the six functions、at your own, based on your own decision.、the eyes can see, and the ears can hear, the nose can smell, the tongue can taste, the body can feel, and the mind, the consciousness can think. Your mind has the ability to choose and do any of these and use these faculties to become aware of the world.
你可以感知，比如感知的，通过身体感知的，然后你可以不在乎，那也可以什么在乎，是不是可以这样子？
So through your body, you can feel that, oh, it's really hot, but you can choose to be bothered by it or not be bothered by it.
然后你可以把身体当成我，那你有一天发觉身体是我，那你可以发觉它是它可以不是我，很少那你那种经验。
So you can also, your mind has the ability to take this physical body as the self, but it also has the ability to not take the physical body as the self.It has the ability to do both, either one. But、have you ever had this kind of experience of not taking your physical body as the self?
现在的、我们的心、本来很妙、啊、但是没办法变得很妙，就是因为我们把身体当成我。
So again, this mind of ours isIntrinsically wondrous, and it has the ability to perform all sorts of functions. But the reason why we're not able to do it is because we take our physical body and think of it as the self.
When we're in battle, if our body is not there, most people are afraid.
Oftentimes, when people are meditating, if you all of a sudden feel that the body has disappeared.Very often, people become scared.
如果有一天你中风了，你会不会高兴？
So one, let's say one day you had a stroke, are you going to feel happy when you had a stroke?
你可以试着说，哎，以前有感觉，现在没有感觉，那到底，然后有没有全身中风的？就没有，就一般有没有人全身中风？
So is there anyone? Is there any examples of people who have a stroke and the entire body becomes paralyzed? Is that medically possible?
Yes.
So you can experiment and think, well, this is really interesting. Where there was no previously there are feelings and sensations, and there's no longer any sensations.
就这时候可能可以问他说那。你是谁？可能他比较容易得力。
If you encounter a person like that who's paralyzed, entirely paralyzed, the whole body, then if you ask this person, "Who are you?" then it may be more poignant at that time.
因为通常因为我把身体当成我，当你发觉，因为你身体不受指挥，和你的心还在的时候。你再问说那我是谁，可能比较会可能会产生疑心。
So, if you have that kind of experience where you no longer feel the body, yet the mind still exists, right? So in that situation, if you ask the 话头, who am I? Yeah, it's probably easier for you to start to have, the doubt sensation.
所以当我们就是禅修进入那种要失去身心的时候，通常是你的心进入比较什么，比较那种高的境界。
So oftentimes when people are meditating and they stop being aware of the body, stop having physical sensations, that shows that their mind has entered a deeper stage.
我记得有一次那个汉森大师他突然间进入一个状态，就是这一个世界不见了，然后虚空也不见了，然后慢慢的认识以后，这个什么世界又出现了，然后身体的那种比较什么，就触动的感觉，身体的感觉，他脚踏地上的感觉才慢慢的出现。这时候，其实它是一种很不一样的一个经验。
So there's a story of Chan Master Han Shan, where in deep meditation, once he experienced that the world has dissolved and disappeared, and so has space, vast space has also disappeared, and then also his bodily sensation has disappeared. And after a while, the world came back gradually, and he regained his physical sensations. This kind of experience is actually quite special.
如果有这样的经验，你比较容易就是说，我的身体的感知的感觉不见了以后，我那个心的功能还是在的。
If you have this kind of experience when you practice, you will realize that even when your physical sensation has disappeared, your mind is still there.
如果你有这样的话，那你就可以知道，就是身体的感觉不见了以后，你还是存在的，那个心功能在的话，那你可能就可以就把那个什么，把那个要去照顾身体的这个功能给放掉了。
If you're able to reach that state and realize that even without physical sensations, your mind still exists, then you are able to move on and start discarding.Stop paying attention to taking care of your physical body and be more focused.
我们因为就是心把身体当成我，那大部分的时间都在照顾这个什么，这个身心呢，所以那个我们那个心还是什么，就是真空妙那种妙有功能呢，就慢慢的变成什么，没那么妙。
And because we think of physical body as the self. So oftentimes we spend a lot of energy and time attending to the needs of the physical body. And so even though the mind has all these wondrous functions and ability, but we focus on the physical body and it becomes very limited.
So,
So if we're able to let go of the attachment to our physical body and not spend so much energy and time attending to this physical body, then the wondrous function of the mind again will gradually resurface.
我们是每天都花很多时间在照顾身体。
Isn't it true that every day we spend a lot of time taking care of our physical body?
所以想当然就是什么，就是少花时间的，就是师父讲的说什么，就是基本保养啊，就是只要可以什么，引擎可以发动，那轮胎可以跑，那个这个什么座位啊，就是不好坐都没关系。
So we should try to spend less time on the body, and that's why 师父 said minimal maintenance.As long as the engine will start and the tires will keep running, whether the seat, the cushion is comfortable or not, you know, whether you need to adjust the seat, those are not as important. the roof of the car has fallen off, that shouldn't matter too much either. If
our heart is 80% on the body, you will find that your heart is capable.无限的开展的。
Even if you're able to divert 80% of the attention that you spend on your body to something else, then you will gradually realize that the function of the mind is wondrous and boundless.
就 你总归一句，就是其实我们心不能妙用，其实主要的是我们的心，透过眼睛看东西，透过耳朵，透过鼻子，透过嘴巴，透过身体来认知外面的境界的时候，境上是被限制的。
And the reason why that we don't experience this wondrous function of the mind is because we are limited to this physical body. We see through our eyes and hear through our ears. So that limits the functions of the mind.
就透过眼睛看不眼，透过耳朵也听得不什么不眼，你只要透过身体，你都是被限制的。还有身体的话，有念头也是被限制的。
But in reality, through our physical eyes, the sight cannot reach very far, and through our physical ears, the range of our hearing cannot be really wide either. As long as you are experiencing the world through your physical body, then it becomes very limited. We are already over time.
大家有没有帮助？
Was it somewhat helpful to you?
Yes.
Okay, now we will end by reciting the verse on merit transfer. May the virtuous merits adorn and glorify the pure land of the Buddhas. Upwardly we repay the four layers of gratitude. Downwardly we alleviate the sufferings of the three destinies.May those who see and hear the Dharma generate Bodhi mind. Exhausting this body of retribution, may we be born in the land of supreme bliss.
Yen yi zu gong de, zhuang yan huo jing du, shang bao shi chong chun, xia qi shen tu fu. Luo you jian wen zhe, xi ba bu di xin, jing shi yi bao shen, wang shen qi le huo.
李博宇问序 ，How wants to go there？ 啊 ，wants to， 我想把诗